Welcome, everybody, to our new services in our new hall here. It's a bright and cheery day, isn't it? In 1994, I took my family to see Renaissance Man. In this movie, the U.S. Army hired a civilian to teach and encourage a small group of underachieving misfits from flunking out of basic training. Proceed to join the all-volunteer army of Be All You Can Be. And not pass this program meant that you would be given a dishonorable discharge. The most significant line in the movie for me and my family was when the civilian instructor said to those young men and women, this, the choices you make dictate the life you lead. Today I'd like to speak to the young people in our congregation of the choices that you will make and ask, what is the most important choice that you will have to make? Choices begin early in one's life. My parents tell me that when I was 2 years old, I had to walk out the back door of our house and onto our porch. Now off the porch there were two steps that went down to the backyard. My parents tried to teach me numerous times of walking down the stairs, but I resisted. In my little mind, I wanted to do it my way. And I always chose to walk just right off the porch without using the steps. So one day, I walked off the edge of the porch and hit my head. My parents then rushed me to the hospital for that emergency room. There, the doctor closed my cut with 3 stitches. My mother said from that time on, I always walked down the steps. I guess you say I had to learn from the school of hard knocks. To a 12-year-old, many of the choices for him or her have already been decided and been determined. For example, where they live, what school they will attend, and probably what clothes they are wearing have been chosen by their parents. An interesting thing happens in our teen years. Parents begin the process of slowly releasing control of choices to their teens. At this time, the process can be rather frustrating for both parents and teens. In the process, teens learn that with choices come responsibilities and that there are consequences for those choices. So what are the big choices that face you as young people today? Now those big decisions might include the choice of what job or career you will pursue after high school. Should you choose additional education from a college or university or vocational school? Will you choose to marry or will you choose to remain single? Today more than ever there are other choices that are offered to you that were never offered to our seniors in their youth, such as doing drugs, going to raves, the choice of turning on the computer, and with several clicks away, you're at a porn site. If I were to ask every young person in this room today, did you make it your choice to be here today? I'm sure I'd get many answers. I suspect that they would say that they are here because their parents are here. Now, your parents are here today because they made a choice to follow Jesus Christ as the Spirit of God leads them. A wonderful thing happens when our parents, or even one of our parents, follows Christ. The Scriptures point out in 1 Corinthians 7:14 that you, our children, are then holy to God. This means our children are set apart, sanctified by God. That makes you, our children, different. What God is doing is giving you, our children, an early invitation to choose God. So the biggest choice facing our youth as they mature and become young adults, it's not what job or occupation is for them, who they will marry, where they will live, but the choice of whether they will love God and obey Him. to our young people in the late teens or early 20s, the temptations of this world and its ways look very, very appealing. Many will make choices that will lead them into the world. Many of the choices are based on what you think is good for you. Most of you will probably have Bibles in your hands. This book is a manual that God, the Creator, has given you and the rest of mankind for the answers that you are seeking. It is from our Heavenly Father. So let's open this manual, the Bible, to Proverbs 2. The book of Proverbs tells us where and how to ask and how to seek out the kind of wisdom to make the choices that will help you live a beneficial life. So let's read in Proverbs 2, beginning in verses 1 through 12. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand and fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you to deliver you from the way of evil. What we just read is not found in the ways of the world. Young people, who are going through and who have gone just through that door of achieving independent control of choices separate from your parents, it is very easy to become deceived and overwhelmed with your own pride in the new sense of power to control your own choices in life. Today I carry a physical scar right here from walking off that porch because I failed to heed my parents' instructions. Today our Heavenly Father is giving us instructions to help you make the choices in your life that will not scar your heart. Earlier I said that the choices you make dictate the life you lead. And this is so true. Those choices can have a positive or negative effect or consequence on your life and the life of others around you. In biblical terms, these positive consequences are called blessings. The negative consequences are called cursings. For the last scripture of this sermonette, let's please turn to Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19. Here we'll see that probably the most important choice you, our children, will face. Now let's read Deuteronomy 30, 19. I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. Young people, I pray that the choices you're about to make include God in them. But ultimately, that is your choice. May all of you not have to go through the school of hard knocks as I did because of your own understanding, but rely on God for your decision-making. Today and tomorrow are important. But what will you be doing in 5 years from now? Remember this, the choices you make that dictate the life you lead. May all of you choose life.